The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. And Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour is back. Your host here, Ben the Breaker of Banksters. Also got Future Dan here. Future Dan, how you doing?
Great. It's Tuesday, February 26, 2019. Getting ready to do episode 49.
Episode 49. Totally stoked. We missed last week, but we are back firing. We got a guest today. We got Sean Caron, old friend of the show. He's back as well on Truth Frequency Radio, Awakening Liberty Show. We'll be talking with him in the second half. And actually, I'm going to be on his show this Saturday. So we're kind of plugging for each other, helping each other out. Looking forward. I don't even know what we're going to talk about with him because there's just so many topics that he gets.
We're going to talk about I'm Back.
I'm back. What is
I'm
his
back.
First show? For,
yeah, he put it out just days ago, and we're going to play a little bit of that, listen in to why he's back and what he plans to get done now. Great to have him on the show.
Awesome. So that'll be the second half. Of course, after the first break, but before Sean comes on, we'll be having the Future Danger News Blitz. We haven't, like I said, we were gone last week, so all new news, lots of it on FutureDanger.com, actually, so we'll get into that for sure.
And upgraded sound quality of Patriot Power Hour, which was vital. So we took a break for a week, and we're a little bit upgraded here.
I'm really glad you brought that up. We didn't just miss because we were lazy last week. We took some real time into upgrading the sound system. It's not like we have a $5,000 sound booth or microphones and whatnot, but we did upgrade to some degree with some pretty low tech. I'm hoping it works well, though. I think our sound test is. So everyone out there, hopefully we sound less like we're in a tin can and you can hear us a lot better. So
The audio software bots about 20 years ago could probably come through, clean it right up, remaster it. Probably not even 20 years. So someday all of the first 48 episodes of this show will be digitally rendered as masters and it'll be an archive to be remembered.
That's a great point, actually.
Feel like a little geopolitical update, Ben, or other news or topics that were striking your mind first?
One thing I want to give a plug for is an awesome new episode of Patriot Correspondence just dropped on Patriot Broadcast Network. So while this is the 49th episode of Patriot Power Hour, and remember, this is a network, Patriot Broadcasting Network, more than just PPH. We got a brand new Patriot Correspondence, usually between 5 and 10 minutes long. This one was a little longer, but it was awesome. I wish we had a preview clip up, kind of teasing it without that ready, but it's all
Check out our Twitter timeline, Facebook, and the link's right there. It's also on the archive on futuredanger.com.
Easiest way to find is go to futuredanger.com, look for the podcast archive. You got all of our different shows there.
Or come straight to Patriot Broadcasting Network on Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Easy to find.
All right. That was a great ad. So we didn't even plan to do that, but I think that execution was nice. I do want to get, I don't want to spoil the future danger news blitz that's coming up here in 10 minutes or so, but might whet the appetite a little bit. You got particular news or?
Yeah, it's important enough to talk about. All and right. It's going to be, we can get back to Patriot correspondences and what we talked about in that too, but when two nuclear armed Asian neighbors are airstriking each other in their own territory, first time in 47 years, 1971, the last time they were at a full blow conventional war, neither of which had nuclear weapons, soon both did.
Right.
So now they're doing it again for 40 policemen that rebels or guerrillas or Mujahideen carried out a bombing attack. Killed 40. So India is struck.
40.
I'll read you the headlines. The indicators, Indo-Pak war starts. Pakistan threatens retaliation if India acts after militants kill 40 Indian soldiers in Kashmir. And that was about 6 days ago. We're carrying headlines now on Future Danger, by the way. I wanted to get into this with a 168-hour carryover. So that's how old you see. Definitely doesn't turn over as fast as it did, let's say, just 2 years ago.
Okay.
But the news is pretty severe when you have Pakistan threatening Indian aggression would be answered full force. That was a week ago. India-Pakistan troops, meanwhile, all of this past week have been trading heavy fire on what's called the line of control. There's this big chunk of territory called the Kashmir, Jammu,
yeah, okay.
And it never fully got sorted out who owned it at the end of the British colonial period.
Okay.
So that's where they are, up in the mountains, neighbors of Afghanistan. So you can imagine right. Who you're dealing with here. Yeah, Pakistan Army prepares for conflict, tells hospitals to be ready. It's a few days ago. Indian fighter jet bomb target in Pakistan, surgical airstrikes on nuclear-armed enemy. PAC military spokesman says, we will surprise you. That was all today.
Damn.
The last 24 hours.
So it hasn't yeah. Stopped.
So we're seeing air warfare being carried out, crossing lines for the first time between two nuclear states. Of course, the Soviet Union and the United States never hit other countries' territories with conventional munitions. We did not do that.
Right.
It was always by proxy, always behind the scenes so that the publics didn't see us actually fighting.
Right.
In India and Pakistan tonight, they've already done that.
That's not good. And really, that's something you haven't really heard anything about. I've been trying to listen a little bit more and read a little bit more mainstream news, just so I know what kind of propaganda they're pushing.
We have an archive where Indo-Pak war starts.
Yeah.
And it's going to be showing the history of this since 2018 okay. and a little bit of 17 is when our archive started. This is the most severe it's ever been.
That's big news. And then, like you said, they're both nuclear powered now.
Both possess about 200 to 250.
Nukes, exactly. It's not like
and
they got one or two each.
Here's the kicker. Unlike we got to a point with Soviet Union and the United States where the other side was pretty sure we would never have an opportunity to knock out all their weapons before they could use them, and vice versa. Now you have two states with relatively less nuclear weapons where that's a constant concern.
Right.
Because they know where they are generally, and they know they got mobile launchers, so they're trying to find those too. And they may actually fight what we looked at doing with the Soviets, which is countervailing strikes, only targeting their weapons,
right.
Hitting those weapon bases, their Air Force bases predominantly, wherever they have the missiles. Pakistan has relocated most of these to the western side of its country, which is why there's constantly this truce going on with very bad actors just on the other side of Pakistan, all the Pashtun tribes.
Okay.
Because in that mountainous region,
they put all their nukes over there because they're further from India, so they're safer there?
Is that further away from the airplanes and the artillery and the missiles coming in and mountainous. But all their weapons are relatively like in bad guy territory.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say that.
So
was
they
got
to fight where they are to launch them. Think about that. That's Pakistan, or has been in the past. These situations are fluid. These are, you know, states that are pretty complicated with power structures that are being watched intensely tonight.
Thousands and thousands of years of, like, tribal history and stuff. It's just totally crazy. I just think, look, headed back to Patriot correspondence, too, to get back to that, it was about Samuel Adams, it was about founding father of Revolutionary War, et cetera. And that seems like a real long time ago. It was only a couple hundred years ago, right? I guess 300 years ago, close to, closer than 200 maybe. Point is, though, the...
Well, the Hindus and the Muslims separated from Britain in 47, if I'm not mistaken, into two countries.
Right. But
basically,
you know,
they said...
Way before then, they had all this beef, too.
Basically, they said, well, since Islam. Before
right.
Islam, none of that...
Think how
really...
long that is. We think America, like, going back to the revolutions... Hell of a long time ago, but
well,
I think that times three or five.
Muslim caliphates rushed into Asia with little to blunt them except for the Hindu culture. And boy, they suffered. It kept on going by sea right down into Indonesia and Malaysia, Indonesia, I should say. The Hindu culture and that religion, though, it withstood. But when Britain ended this, they have you ever seen these movies? I forget the name of it, where they're trying to pass each other on train tracks. Like, we're going there because it's Muslim. We're coming back here because it's not. And the plane, and they'd have riots. That and they fought several wars through the 60s and 70s. Like, it's come to blows in modern times.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like you said, in the 70s.
Now, here's another angle to all of this. The president in India stands for re-election within weeks. And so this is right at the end of his campaign. And then on Valentine's Day is when the Muslim terror group.
Conspiracy?
Yeah. They attacked inside the Kashmir Jammu region. I don't know the specific town. But this happens all the time. It's a active combat zone.
Okay.
And people getting shot and machine gunned on borders and fences and shelling each other, mortar each other pretty all the time. It's been going on for years. And that'll earn a green and a yellow sometimes.
This is like
on future danger.
Do the high-level folks authorize this, wink, wink, or this literally just people, you know,
I bet you
small
those groups
commanders
are outside
doing whatever
of the
want.
Pakistani regime's control.
Right. Which is
but
dangerous
India,
because they got nukes, and maybe those guys
they
will
harbor,
break off.
They harbor them, and therefore India struck. Now, some are saying, Pakistan immediately said, that all India did was zing some fighter jets in there real quick, bomb a bunch of woods, turn up some trees, claim that they killed many people
right.
at a base, and they did this previously this year. It
was
made to appear to the public. It was an alleged airstrike against an alleged base, way up in the mountains, sparsely populated, and both sides, and Pakistan's in the business saying, nah, that didn't happen. And India has a presidential election.
Right.
So the opposition in India is showing the pictures that Pakistan released. So it's very political. They're down at the level of Pakistan will not allow Indian movies to be shown.
So it's gotten a lot worse.
While they're moving nuclear weapons around on by launchers and loading them to aircraft, probably. They probably have flights right now just orbiting with some amount of nukes so that if it starts off, they got something to come with right at the beginning.
And so
they mount them on the fighter jets, so they're fast.
What kind of security do you think they got on this? Can they really hold this together, or could just
well, I'll tell you the
someone
security,
go rogue and one nuke get launched
not,
by
not
some
to
guy.
Make this more than it's not, but if it was happening here, it would scar people for their whole lives. If you had nuclear loaded warplanes circling.
Right.
And if you see Twitter today, especially on the Pakistan side, all you got is Twitter accounts saying warplanes, warplanes all day long.
Now, I think a lot of this is probably just scare tactics for the election and for other reasons to get more military spending, perhaps to try to keep divide and conquer this, that, and the other thing. But, you know,
I don't know what's causing it, but it's really dangerous.
I was about to say, could,
who
one,
cares
of these,
what?
Could one of these fighter pilots,
any one of them,
drop one, like you went rogue and drop one. Do you think they have that ability?
No,
there's got to be fail-safe someplace.
I don't know if they could.
Hopefully the aliens are in control so they stop us from nuking each other. That's the ultimate fail-safe.
So if a pilot
Music's playing.
No, those are pretty safe. I'm pretty sure from nuclear weapon design. It has to be launched from the bird. You can't just kamikaze it.
Well, I know that.
And then it has to arm. Now, I
who can arm?
Guarantee you that they...
Satellite, some kind of encrypted satellite. Arm it. Hopefully they got something like that. So no rogue pilot can just go, well, commercials are coming, folks. We'll be right back. We'll get to the future danger. News, Bledge, Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Go now, run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves. Do it quickly, before we decide to make our wall just a little bit bigger.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
We're back on the Patriot Power Hour, wrapping up our discussion on the India-Pakistan nuclear situation. Probably come to nothing, really. But the point is that they have their weapon systems armed. They are up there. And I was about to tell you that I would suspect, and I'm not an expert, but I would suspect that neither of these countries are relying on satellites. They're right there where our Air Force was with its control systems. And we never dropped one or bombed one by mistake. They fell off of airplanes.
Yeah,
they sure went into the ocean.
North Carolina, I think, right?
But if someone wants to call up the Patriot Power Hour and tell me that, you know, anybody accidentally fired off a nuke, I think they're wrong. I haven't seen that in history.
No, I don't think so.
So that's security column, Ben. We got a few other objects in there that are very low level. We got Russia with very crude veiled nuclear threats to the United States and Europe, but it doesn't really stand for much. U.S. destroyers sailed into the Black Sea last week, or was supposed to have. I didn't see a report that it didn't. Over in China, we got the Chinese Navy, article about the Chinese Navy prepping to fight America and how it would do that. Chinese warplane skirting into the air defense zone of South Korea, very minor news. Over in the Middle East, we got reports like Iranian suitcase GPS kits are being sent from Iran to Syria and Lebanon, being given to Hezbollah so that the rockets are – they're upgrading them.
Okay.
So now they're smart. They can be guided. Huh. Iran puts its navy out to sea in the Persian Gulf, which everybody pays attention to. They have now successfully shown video of submarine – launch cruise missiles, which of course could be nuclear armed. Over in column one, typical burning up our eyes.
Yeah.
Indicators.
Like, a few. Jesus, like tons of red.
You can't let them. You can't stop paying attention to them. But we've really old news at this point. One interesting thing: you don't usually hear the California Attorney General suggesting that he may prosecute reporters who just happen to have done something similar to a Freedom of Information request in California, picked up some secret list of criminal cops, all the cops in California that have felonies.
Okay.
And now he's saying even possessing it, that as reporters,
just because someone hacked it and
might be illegal.
Somehow you got to be able to hack it.
We're watching that because that's a state AG making a very serious and dumb threat against the First Amendment. It would never hold up in any of our courts, but to speak that way has to be paid attention to, called out, because it's not right. All right, news censorship. Facebook censors the Smollett hate hoax articles. And we're not even getting into that whole thing.
That is a huge, crazy thing. I'm glad we don't want to get into it either, because that was like what we
missed
last week.
It's not what Patriot Power Hour does.
It's not. But it was a prime example of mainstream media, total BS. So,
yeah,
ahead,
and Facebook won't let anybody see much of it anymore. Surprise, surprise. Something interesting I saw with the Epstein pedophile conviction in Florida. And we all know about the Lolita Express and the allegations that not only Bill Clinton 20-something times, but Donald Trump has traveled to his island where he was widely suspected and partially convicted of having teenage girl prostitution rings, underage girls. MSNBC, I saw the other night, trying to tie Trump to Epstein, totally ignores the Clinton connection. And it's something to do with how his sentence was arrived at, that the judicial – makes you think about the judicial system, which is our next topic. Crossfire hurricane, this indicator, judicial system completely distrusted. FBI official admits – to infiltrating the presidential campaign of his opponents in 2016. It's like out there in the open. It's like they did that. And it's notorious now in world history for the rest of our lives that our FBI and that regime did that after decade where no one, Nixon, would never have dared to use the power that way to spy on his opponents. They infiltrate people.
Right. It's not like they weren't corrupt.
It's
not like they weren't corrupt the last 40 years, but this is just like a whole new level, obviously.
Yeah, and Rosenstein, the deputy AG who was in the middle of all of the setup of the special counsel, he appointed Mueller, says recently this week through sources that government transparency isn't always appropriate. No kidding. You are hiding things that are way corrupt. All right. And in Fourth Amendment news, unreasonable search and seizure being ever so normalized. If this doesn't shock you, it should. Arizona bill to create massive statewide DNA database, and pretty soon you're not even able to get a driver's license or fly or hold any job without giving up your DNA. It's right there beyond the wildest dreams of Orwell, and there's a bill in one of the legislatures in Arizona for that. Economic news, Ben, very, very mild. Credit markets, there's rumors in there that, there's a recession coming. Home sales coming down a little bit in January, 1.2%. U.S. debt hits a record. Global sovereign debt to jump to $50 trillion, it's a record. So the debt never stops, and there's only very minimal foreshadows of anything going wrong right now. The stock market's blowing the top off. In column four, enormous earthquakes. Well, we got not enormous ones, but in Utah, they had 3.0s in under 48 hours, caught people's attention. Caldera's up there. Everybody's concerned about super volcano. Terrible pestilence news. I'll just tell you that malaria and locust swarms and measles outbreaks and Ebola and swine flu, we're getting numbers up here of hundreds dead and stuff from some of those. Thousands killed in Madagascar from measles. Measles is preventable. So what is going on? All right. In the future of slicing and dicing human genome into monsters, we got Chinese twin CRISPR twins.
CRISPR.
They call them CRISPR twins in the MIT Tech Review because it's the acronym for the technology that does the editing. It's the new editing tool. It's all computer-based, and it rearranges stuff. We've got two twins in China. First have been tampered with. Their brains are said to be not they've been modified. It's happened.
The goal of this whole modification was to keep them immune from HIV. That is so weird.
Lulu and Nana are the babies, and I feel terrible that they had to have had that happen to them in the womb. It's not right. It's grotesque, and hopefully we're going to be past those days someday.
Make sure we talk to Sean about this in the second half. I really want to hear his thoughts on this one.
Yeah, definitely. So it was the National Review, which is generally considered potentially a neocon or publication. But for what it's worth, here's a lowdown on what the People's Liberation Army Navy – tell me if that makes sense – the plan – the Chinese plan. It's called, that's what they call their Navy. How they plan to take us down was the source. And with that, that's the Blitzkrieg. That's your news on Tuesday, February 26th, 2019.
That was great, man. That
which
was great.
Which one really, you know, jumps out at you?
The one I wrote down was the CRISPR twins. Even though you and I have already talked about this, I really want to get Sean's take on this type of – now that they're going public about modifying babies. Do you know what? I want to know, when do they do this? Do they do it when they're embryos? Do they do it when they're like 6 months old? Not that it matters. Well, I just want to know a little
bit
more.
I think it's before conception. They're probably messing with the egg and the sperm.
Okay.
I think
they've been doing
this
stuff, obviously, for a long time. Who knows what they really have? I want to hear what Sean has said this. So that one caught
my attention. What happens if they create super intelligent humans? Pretty soon their governments will only be populated by those people. Then what do we do?
Well, man,
how do you defend against that?
Science fiction out there. We are already in science fiction land, so it's already like that.
I'll tell you right now, that would result in massive loss of humanity, man to man. The people with and the people without would completely not value each other at the same level that we are supposed to. The preamble of the United States Declaration of Independence says, you know, talks to man's equality. What if the Chinese actually cause that to not be a true statement? We've been knocked for centuries for having slavery and not meaning it for all the people on the continent at the time of our liberation. But that's certainly been, a goal of many, many generations of Americans for a long time, that all men are created equal and treated that way. What happens if you create super intelligent humans? What do we do?
Because they won't be equal just by default.
They'll say it. They'll claim it. There'll be a problem about it.
Well, this isn't just genes, but of course genes will probably be involved, but also cybernetics and just the whole mishmash of that.
The wealth accumulation, if you were just dealing against only...
Well, we already have this going on and we just don't know about it. What could Bezos get with all those billions of dollars? Something.
CRISPR's not that old. None of those people in charge had that done to them. Their children are all
That's
getting it now.
That's what
one
I mean.
Could
not them per se, but there could be a little modification for themselves as well. But I mean, for their children.
But a lot of them are smart enough to not
or
do this
they build
to anybody
little
in their
armies.
Family.
As long as they build little armies, they got full control. You know,
these people won't be
real now.
These people won't ever be as brilliant as generally born geniuses. Which, you know, Gates and Bezos and who, you know, whatever they you say about them, they certainly have an intelligence for the business they're in.
Well, if you take one of those and do one of these, amp them up, you know, that's what China has the full control over
every baby. I don't think
these people
are doing it to their children. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be
not even their own children, but just they build their own armies of it all.
There's
going to
be grotesque. There's going to be grotesque outcomes with this before any of the elite dive into like now we're all going to do this.
Good point. Now, you got to remember, though, this is what they're just telling us about. Who knows what they've been doing the last 10, 20 years?
Who cares how long ago?
Well, this
news
thing could be
20 standard.
Years old. They're going to be doing way more advanced.
There's stuff. No chance that technology. They didn't even map the
no
genome.
No chance. We don't. That's what they tell us. All right. We got to go to break here and go down the conspiracy
map
route.
The genome.
We're going into it. They did this stuff more than
how they hide
ago.
That?
I don't know, man. Deep state, man.
We're not doing Roswell on this show.
Music's playing. We actually got a little bit until the break, so let me do a little plug here. Be sure to check us out on Twitter, myself, at Bankster Breaker, and my co-host here, Future Dan, at Future Danger 6. And, of course, go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. That's where you can find all of our archives, including the recent Patriot Correspondence 2, number 2. And it's about all about Samuel Adams from the beginning to the middle to the end of the Revolution, all the way to the Bill of Rights and beyond, the governorship of Massachusetts, etc. Extremely interesting. Kudos to that, Future Dan. So be sure to go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. You can find that. It's evergreen, so even if you don't listen to it for a few weeks, it'll be, you know, same information. It's some great history. Otherwise, we are going to be bringing Sean Carone here in a couple minutes. Looking forward to that. Do stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
Sorry,
we'll be back.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ready-made resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
How about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
I'd appreciate your input.
We are back, Patriot Power Hour, your host here. Not Future Dan, you're Future Dan. I'm Ben the Breaker, Banksters Cochran. Future Dan, you know what I am excited for, though? Bringing Sean Carone, old friend of mine.
Truth Frequency Radio.
He's back on Truth Frequency Radio. He's on for a couple years.
Awakening Liberty Show.
Awakening Liberty. I've been on his show often. He's been on my show many times. I think this is his first time on this iteration of Patriot Power Hour that you and I co-hosted, though, even though you've been on his show as well. So what can we say? Without further ado, let's bring Sean on to the air. How you doing there, buddy?
Welcome back, Sean.
I'm doing great, man. It's great to be talking to you both. And yes, you've both been on my show. And Ben, we're looking forward to bringing you back as being my Washington, D.C. financial correspondent on True Frequency Radio on Awakening Liberty Show every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I got your slot already booked for this Saturday, man. We got your music queued up and we're ready to go live and nationwide.
Yes. It's been a while since I've heard that, and I won't give any spoilers to our audience, but I have my own special intro, so I'm stoked for that for sure, man. So I know you last week or last Saturday, a few days ago, was your first episode back for a long time. How was it to get back on air, your little extra butterflies? How was it?
There were some extra butterflies. In fact, I woke up about 4:30 that morning with a very tense stomach. It was just wound up in knots. And, you know, it really happened quickly. I talked to Chris Geo, and my life has been in a lot of turmoil. I mean, I had to take a very lengthy hiatus from doing radio, but things are starting to calm down now. So I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and I'm going, oh, I got to do this again. Can I remember how to do this? And really, once I got on air, it was kind of like getting back up on a bicycle. You know, I wobbled a little bit here, and I might have hit a curb over there, but for the most part, I flowed really well, and, you know, it comes back to you relatively quickly, and it was a great show. I had some great guests on and talked about some of the things that were happening most recently that really interested me, and I brought those. We were talking about neo-Darwinism and the fact that all these scientists have come out now and that the Discovery Center and actually said, hey, look, there's a real problem with Darwinism, and I thought that was really cool to see.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I'm glad you're like getting back on the old horse, getting back in the saddle. And, man, I got a question for you that you were kind of unplugged from this a little bit. You know, I'm sure you still follow current events and news and all the crazy stuff going on, but maybe you didn't. Maybe you stepped away 100% or 95%. What was one of the realizations or did you have any profound awakenings or different ways that you look at the world in this like year and a half off that you had?
You know, I did, and I really did step away from everything. I mean, probably 95%. I mean, I don't think I watched a newscast. I wasn't on social media. I really wasn't talking to anybody. And I did have some profound things as to how the way the world works. It's like, you know, do we approach the world as these weekend warriors going out and trying to expose things, trying to find the truth and attack the truth and get people to wake up to what's really going on in the world? Is that where we really should be? Or should we be in a situation where we need to accept the world as it is and not as we would have it? The 15 months that I took off, I started to really feel that. It was like, hey, there's a lot of things going on in the world. They used to stress me out. Okay. It used to really put me in a state of anxiety. And I think now as I come back to radio, I'm certainly in a better frame of mind and accepting the world as it is and not as I would have it. There's not a whole lot we can do to change it, but we can talk to people about things. We can keep our radar up. We can go, all right, this is the BS radar right here. We know what they're telling us isn't true. And over here, we can look and say, all right, let's take true discernment at this and take a look at it, be objective. And I think the 15 months has given me an objective viewpoint on things, because as I stepped back in just about 2.5 weeks ago, I stepped back in, started looking at the things that were going on. And boy, there's some weird things going on. I was able to just go, all right, just ease into this and bring the experts and the authors and the activists on and let them talk about their viewpoints as I can formulate mine. And, things like Venezuela and the weird stuff right. that happened at Bush Sr.'s funeral and the envelopes and David Wilcock talking about all these military tribunals that are happening behind the scene, and that Trump is arresting these pedophile wackos and these elites from around the world.
Sean, are you in the queue?
Moving into Gitmo. I am. I looked into Q, and I'm trying to figure out, is this real? Is this
I carry the last three posts of Q on column one underneath the Liberty indicators, and it rotates, whatever the last three in Reddit are. So I've browsed it. It's there as an asset on the website that might assist people following it. Got to be honest, though, a lot of it seems so random to me. But I've heard the believers in it point to multiple successes in predicting things. Is that what drew you to it?
Well, yeah. Q has been around for quite some time, and I didn't pay it a whole lot of attention a year and a half ago, although it really intrigued me. And then some more of the things that I've been seeing just in the last few weeks, it's been pulling me to it. There's this whole thing with Trump, the maestro, Gematria being involved in decoding things that are being said on Donald Trump's tweets. There's a lot of strange stuff. And so, yes, there are a lot of things about QAnon and Anon that it's just strange to me. So I'm starting to pay attention to it, and just, I got to discern there as well.
Absolutely. So we got Sean Carone of Awakening Liberty Show on the air right now. Real quick plug, because we're not going to have a commercial until the end
What's
of the
your
show.
What's Twitter handle?
But
new
give
Twitter
us a little,
handle.
Yeah, exactly. Where can people find you on social media? I know you got a new Twitter, look like. And where can folks find your show again? Maybe some more info on that.
Definitely. Awakening Liberty Show is going to be broadcasting on Truth Frequency Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Definitely, just check it out. You can also go to YouTube, Awakening Liberty Show, and you can find all of the old shows that I had done on TFR. There's probably 200 shows on there, because I was on
nice.
That for well over 2 years.
So you put in a lot of
YouTube.
Work.
Yes, I did. It was, but it was a ton of fun. But YouTube, again, Awakening Liberty Show, you can check me out there. And I do have a new Twitter handle. It's Awakening Liberty. It's actually, I think it comes out to Awakening Liber 1. So Awakening Liber 1. And you can check me out on Twitter. And then on Facebook, that's probably where I am most relevant. You got Awakening Liberty Show. That's my page. You can stop by and like it. Also, Sean Carone is my main page, and you can stop by there. That's my personal page. And there's also a group that I have started called Truth Talk Worldwide, Truth Talk Radio Worldwide. You can stop by and check that out as well.
Excellent, yeah. Sean. Hey, where do you stand with your preps and your view towards people having home preps? Where are you standing on that?
Well,
these days?
Yeah, I'm still standing on that. I think that, Ben and I have talked about this over the years. There is going to be a financial collapse at some point. We're not going to be able to get around this. $22 trillion.
Boy, the news
dollars
is mild
debt.
Right now, though.
Yeah, it is. And the reason being, I think, is that the people right now, the economy is flourishing in many, many areas. People are doing well. So.
Yeah.
But that can all stop at a heartbeat. And
can't last
I still
forever.
Believe it. No, definitely not. It's not, in inflation, this thing turns around on us and it collapses. And if Donald Trump is really, really going after this deep state, if he is really doing something behind the scenes, if he is really going after the Federal Reserve, the central banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, something is going to happen. So if there is a collapse, we need to be prepared. You need to at least be prepared to have your family fed for 30, 60, 90 days. So I'm still right there, and I'm still – Awakening Liberty Store is still wide open. I carry the Legacy Premium Non-GMO Emergency Food Storage and Survival Gear. You can stop by there. And I'm sorry, I got to give a plug here. In celebration of my return to radio, we are doing the biggest sale ever at AwakeningLibertyStore.com. ALS25. Use that coupon code, man. ALS25. You get 25% off your entire order. So,
hook us up at Future Danger with some ads, Sean.
I will. You know, your banner is still running across the bottom at AwakeningLibertyStore.com, so it's still there.
Nice. Awesome stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, we've spoken a lot about how many months ahead of the 2020 election you would have to be prepared if that deep state came roaring back at Trump. And they could do it even if none of those other QAnon-related it's kind of a boast. It's kind of like a claim. Hey, we're going after them. Don't worry. Behind the scenes, we're going after them. If that weren't even true, they might just want to get rid of them for the sake of getting rid of them. So how many months ahead of 2020, November, first Tuesday, would you say people should be on the lookout? Because if it's coming, they're going to need to do it with that much time to affect the vote. You think they could pull it off at the last minute, or – how many months ahead should people watch?
Watch for a collapse, or watch for what's going to happen in 2020?
The next Lehman Brothers.
Or even like a major false flag that turns into a financial collapse.
There you go.
Well, there's the thing. And I was on another radio show the other day talking to somebody about this. And this whole AOC, who is this person?
I mean,
have you met her yet? Have you seen her dancing in the streets in Washington there?
No. Try to stay away from that part of the city as much as I can.
This woman is an absolute moron. Every time I look at her, I think of Hee Haw. Sorry. That was the bad. No, really. This woman is crazy. But I was thinking about it. I'm going, is AOC, is a couple things could be happening. Maybe she's a conservative plant. Because this woman is actually driving the leftists crazy. They're going, this woman has lost her mind.
You're kind of right. Sharon Rosanne, I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sharon Rosanne are coming out saying this woman is insane. So, is AOC a conservative plant for 2020? Is there always we're looking forward to this? Are we talking about she's going to drive the leftists and even some of the centrists definitely out of the left wing? So who knows about that? Or is AOC just some theatrical actress they're putting in there as a distraction? What might be coming? That was something that came to my mind as well.
I put my money on that. But I think it could just be that the far left has just gone so crazy that this is a true organic crazy person that came to power. And now
not much power.
Normal people – just like a prominence, not power, but
not
like
much power.
Social media power. How about social media power? And this fake, like, oh, she's the next, she's the green, the next generation that's going to save the world, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I think that, while I think it's been obviously amplified if she's been chosen, this, that, and the other thing, it could be just such a reckless, out of control situation that really the Democratic Party is going to rip itself in half, and it's not. Not even a conservative plant per se. It's just that they're so off base that this actually.
No, they strive for power too much. That side of the spectrum will never fracture. They will always, at the end of the day, find one and all head to the polls the best they can for them.
Okay.
Sanders couldn't do it. He would have gone third party if he could have. We saw Ross Perot. Then we saw essentially Donald Trump, who ran within the Republican primary system, but tore that party.
But they do so much damage to each other in the Democratic primary, which I think is going to be extremely interesting to watch. I hate watching those debates. On one hand, I can't stomach it, but it's also going to be hilarious.
Significant only in so far as the pure crimes behind the scenes happening. Watch for murders. Watch for break-ins. That's the way they are
now. Here's a good question for you, Sean. I know it's impossible to answer, and it's totally loaded, but where do you draw the line between like a conspiracy and the truth, insofar as what we hear on the news? You know, I believe 90% of it is total fabrication, but there is some kernels of truth. Where do you try to draw the line, or how do you analyze all this data out there? You know, for example, all these attacks we were talking in the first segment, I don't know if you heard it, but we were talking about a claim that Pakistan attacked an Indian air base, 40 were dead, there's escalation, there's nuclear tension.
All the way around, actually.
Okay.
Well actually, that India dropped some bombs in the woods.
Yeah, well,
everybody.
That's the thing. How do we know it's not 100% propaganda, total posturing for political or just to get more money for the military? Like, how does that, you know, just drive yourself crazy? Maybe you found some peace in the time you were off and can better discern this garbage. But sometimes it's just too much to really get under control. What do you think?
Well, I think you have to approach what's going on in the world with a question everything attitude. Certainly if it comes from the mainstream media. If the mainstream media is pushing you in one direction, look the other way. There's something else that's driving what's being put on mainstream media. That propaganda is obviously there. We know the mainstream media is propaganda. We know the mainstream media is basically owned by six corporations. There is no freedom of the press. All the information is controlled. So when I hear it coming across, and even things like AOC make me scratch my head, what is behind this? Why is she being pushed in the mainstream
right.
media? Yes, like you, in order to do that, you got to look the other way. So because here's what I think when you talk about a conspiracy, it's like it's a magic trick. OK, here's look at my right hand. Don't look at what my left hand is doing. OK, that's the way these people operate. They're going to distract you. They're going to divert your attention. Well, they are actually doing something behind your back. And if we look
okay.
at it from that perspective,
I think it's about
that
the
will
fools
give us some
muddling
clarity.
Around D.C. right now. They ain't got nothing behind my back. There's a bunch of idiots down there.
Well, but there's
she's the driving the lead clown car.
As you know, there's
in that
the puppets. Exactly. There's the clowns and the puppets. So maybe it's fair to say, Sean, that you can't know exactly what's going on, but you might know what's not going on, and that's what mainstream media says.
Correct. And then you start to connect dots, and you know, and Future Dan or Future Danger does a great job of that. He basically looks at everything, and if you follow each of those posts, you can start to connect dots, and some clarity will come to you when you start looking at the evidence. If you are looking at a conspiracy, if you start connecting the dots, you're going to find either some meat or you're going to find a bunch of garbage. And if you find some meat, then you start digging a little bit deeper. And that's kind of what I do. That's what I've done for a long time. And I hope to look at it now from a definitely a different perspective, just in the fact that I do have some understanding that it boils down to this. I believe that this world politics, employment, finances, all of this, everything that's going on, all the upper echelon, the elite, we are actually in a spiritual battle, and it boils down to a spiritual battle of good and evil.
Oh, definitely. I believe that. I think
fully in agreement with that. Yeah. Fully in agreement with that.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to be good. We're just humans.
Those poor
so can't...
Chinese twins just got edited.
Okay, let's get to that CRISPR twins. Actually,
that's evil.
A great segue.
That's
think.
Evil that that happened.
It's Sean, I know you said you took some time off and maybe you didn't see. CRISPR is just an acronym for the type of technology. But long story short, they admitted, China has admitted, and apparently they're trying to say that the scientists went rogue and did it, but we know that's BS. But essentially did some genetic manipulation confirmed of children that are twins that are alive now and have this particular modification. And from what I read, I didn't know this part, did see that the gene editing was to make them immune from HIV, which is like just
they're
going to
use that
thing.
The whole
that's
way,
so
Ben. They're going to say we're trying to cure this, we're trying to cure that, we're trying to cure
HIV.
This. They're trying to cure that.
HIV is the exact
that's
the
reason we got
to
have CRISPR.
With,
that's why we have to have the labs. Meanwhile, they're slicing up the genomes and putting the combining them to create babies. Probably a lot of them be in vitro and they're all implants.
Sean, do you think they're telling us the latest stuff going on, or you think they've been doing this for quite some time? What do you think on this subject?
They're way beyond what they're talking about with these CRISPR twins. They're way beyond that. I mean, if you start looking at what was the Rock, Dwayne Johnson's new movie, Rampage, talking about CRISPR and what goes on in that film, and how the animal actually, you know, basically evolved. You know, this CRISPR technology and what the elite have been doing, I'm going to say the wacko elite, the ones who are into transhumanism, and I got to bring this up, okay? It's just funny because somebody asked me, he said, what do you think Jeb Bush read at Bush Sr.'s funeral when that pamphlet was handed over to him? He turned right into a ghost. And I was like, well, maybe the note said, I'm not really dead. They just transferred my consciousness.
Damn. So, you know, that's crazy. That's, you know, possible. That's a good one.
You guys definitely better watch out because I'm not dead, you know. I don't know what.
Jeb definitely would poop his pants and tell that.
I don't know what really happened there. It was weird that George Bush Jr. basically didn't even respond to it. He didn't blink an eye, but Jeb was like, well, you know. But anyway, they have technology that is far beyond what they're telling us right now as far as CRISPR and genetic engineering and genome engineering, DNA manipulation. They are so far ahead of what we're being told. I really do believe that they are trying to merge man and machine. And again, this comes down to, if you want to boil this down to a spiritual battle of good and evil, that is really what's happening. Heck, that's what happened at the garden, man. They were trying to separate humanity from God. So when I start looking at it like that, and I understand what these people are trying to do, they're trying, okay, Revelations, it talks about, in the end days, there will be people that actually will look for death, but it will flee from them. They will wish to die, but death will run from them. These are going to be the zombie apocalypse people. These are going to be the people that can't die. I believe, I think the technology, what they're telling us now, is just icing on the cake, you know.
Let me take it one level down, Sean, and see where this goes. So if it's happening, and it's been happening since probably, we could all agree, it wasn't possible to do much of this earlier than the 50s, all the way through the structures. When did this migrate from government labs where it was under the full control and you would have Congress people knowing about it at least, and it was held widely, to clamping it down into secret compartments? I'd have to believe your theory involves it going private. So the billionaires have this. They pay for it in totally private facilities. Or do you think it's still being run at government levels, leading edge? I mean, what's the mechanics of, if it's been around for a while, tell me how it could be.
Well, my gut reaction to that is those billionaires have been running the government for a long time. So there's obviously some collusion there.
But where's the science taking place? Because you got to hide it from people. Unless you want everybody to know, heck, it's not getting done in academic papers. It's not public. So where are they secretly, on what side? Do you think it's just some, you know, Rockefeller has a building and they've been doing it inside for a while? Or do you think upper echelon, deep state government officials retiring year after year, going to the graves of secrets, are they protecting it? I mean, what's the mechanics?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Again, you know, I would imagine that the billionaires, they've got plenty of money to build labs. They've got plenty of money to bring in, you know, you were talking about scientists and all these very, very intelligent people, MIT, Harvard, all these people. Bring these people in, and obviously they've got enough money to say, look, okay, we want you to work on this. And then they do what is very common in government, which is compartmentalize. Not everybody knows what's going on. So,
yeah, I think it's a
checkerboard
at this point of private and public, of super wealthy, and of in government and former government. But I guarantee
you, I've had a bunch of foreign stuff going offshore. I'm sure.
Pretty sure the military has a leading edge on
military, definitely. Yeah. Oh, like I said, I like chess, like a chessboard, checkerboard, just a mishmash of it.
It's the nefarious activities of messing with people. That's the stuff. If it went private, we're all in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. And we got to look at things like the CIA. Okay, now I was on another show the other day. We were talking about the Gateway process. It was a declassified document talking about being able to use the human consciousness to transfer frequencies and actually do harm to people and weaponize this type of thing. And we know they've been involved in MK Ultra. They know they believe that we can actually manifest reality. And it was funny. There's my co-host, Liam, my five-year-old co-host. He's sitting right next to me now.
Hey, Liam.
But, you know, the 2009 comedy was, what was it called? The Men Who Stare at Goats was loosely based on CIA technology called this gateway process. And you guys can go look that up. Just go look up gateway process online, and you can actually look at the declassified documents that came from a FOIA request and look at what these people are talking about. So I think the military and the CIA may start some of this stuff, and it's being funded by the billionaires. Hopefully it's not being funded by the taxpayers, but we know part of it is there. you know, where's the money going? But hey, what do you think? You want to give them your opinion?
So, you know, his generation is going to have to deal with some of the results of this.
Yeah, that's what drives me. There's other people younger than us that have to be able to know the way it once was, or we are all AOC clowns in D.C.
Good point.
What?
Right.
Green socialist dystopia.
We're ban all flying.
One election away.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, it's a hard question to answer, man. It's, you know, who is doing all this? But it's becoming apparent that we are all under, there are some serious issues going on in there. I think that's why Trump declared a national emergency.
Good stuff, good stuff. Well, Sean, we do got to get out of here for the week, but I'm looking forward to having you on as a very frequent guest if you'll be pleased enough to join us on Patriot Power Hour. Thanks a ton for joining. I'll be on your show.
The main
Saturday.
Man of Truth Frequency Radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Sean.
Take us out with a little bit of info about your show coming up this Saturday. I'll be on there. I can't wait.
Yeah, Ben will be on there. Awakening Liberty Show, truthfrequencyradio.com, 9 a.m. Pacific time every Saturday. You can also go to awakeninglibertyshow.com. That's awakeninglibertyshow.com, and check out my full calendar of events. The website was just revamped, and the calendar is up and running now. So stop by and check it out. And we look forward to having you on, Ben. And Future Dan, you got to come on too, man.
Awesome. Thanks a ton, Sean. All right, folks, we'll be back next week. Thanks a lot. Well, it'll be March. I can't believe it. March 2019 and episode 50 next Tuesday. Catch you guys later.
The Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have collapsed.
They knew.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.